my particular family is that I'll have a different approach and my husband will have a different approach, and then that's, that's a that's even double me having to check my baseline so that I don't.
If you have, this is a really interesting topic too, because most parents have two different parenting styles, and most couples have a top three of disagreements. And research shows that those are normally never solvable. So the only thing you can do is just accept them. And then it's really important not to step into in each other's way. So if one, because children, they really take advantage of that. They know
Oh yeah.
exactly who to ask for what
Yeah,
and
I
when.
know. Yeah, and they say, I'm not
So,
talking to you, I'm talking to mom. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to dad.
exactly. So they really, really know how to play the game of dealing with two people with different perspectives. And that's great. You need to be able to do that later in life, at work, and so it's a real good quality to learn. So as a parent, and because many parents feel that they have to be a united front,
Yes,
that they
they
have to
do.
think about everything the same, that's not realistic.
Yeah, okay.
And because our children don't react to what we say, but to how we feel about it, it
Yeah.
doesn't work to pretend to be a united front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to that.
So it's really helpful to just allow your partner or your husband to do it his way and the other way around.
Yeah.
So, and not
A
step
step
in
away.
there. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember when my children were small, I would be really terrified of some things that they were doing. While my husband said, "Oh, don't you worry, just let them do it." So we kind of had a bit like, "Okay, they can do it with you. I don't want to see it. It
Yeah.
scares the dot 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 out of me."
Yeah.
And with him, they could do it.
Yeah. So in yeah, and but when you're both in the same room and a child is displaying behaviors that one parent thinks are like no go and the other parent thinks they're just in the cycle, then like what would you recommend? I mean, how do you walk away and let them both in the cycle just go crazy, or do you step in, or how does that
Well,
like?
when you step in, then
Yeah, you're jumping in the cycle.
you're in the cycle too. So I would say try to move away from it and look at it structurally. Is there anything that you can do to up the baseline of your husband?
Okay.
Yeah, so, for example, if he comes home from work, because very often it's when they come home from work and they're stressed. So, if he comes home from work, is it possible for him to have somewhere half an hour downtime, no work, no family? He can sit and read the paper and relax before he steps in the full-blown family situation.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, it's really about, it's always two ways. It's structurally working on your baseline, and it is in the moment, and always asking yourself, if I'm stepping in, is this a stress response? Do I want to fix it? Do I want to prevent further escalations? Which there's nothing wrong with preventing further escalations, but very often, if we step in, it doesn't have that effect.
Make it go
So
up,
you really need to think through, is there a way to prevent escalations? Do you have the energy, the excess energy in that moment, to step in, not get emotionally involved, and have a creative way of getting them separate or not escalate any further.
Yeah.
Does that
And for
make
the
sense?
child
Yeah.
also, it makes them realize that they can't pull you both into the cycle, which is also a good lesson for them, that they, if they're going to go for it with one parent, then the other one, they don't just get the other one as well.
Free for nothing extra.
Free for nothing, extra drama.
Yeah,
Yeah,
especially the
okay.
last word, drama. Yeah,
Drama, exactly. It is a
yeah,
lot of drama.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is also really about accepting that the top disagreements between couples, they are not solvable. I think it was 67% of the disagreements that are never solvable, and you just have to accept and find a way to live with it.
And just make sure the four horsemen aren't galloping around.
And then with the four horsemen, you're referring to argumentativeness, what are they?
Stone thing.
Stonewalling, defensiveness,
Criticism.
and contempt.
Contempt. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those are really predictors of a not healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kate, for bringing up the question about different parenting styles amongst parents.
Thank you.
God!
Yay!